Peace, party people in the place. You're listening to WKUFLP Flint, 94.3 FM, Flint's Ultimate Jukebox. I'm Eduardo Scissorhands, along with my crew, DJ Thunder, B Gaza. Welcome to our 35th anniversary presentation of Run-DMC's landmark album, Raised in Hell. Released on May 15, 1986, Raised in Hell reached number 3 on the Billboard chart, sold over 3 million copies its first year, and won Best Rap Album at the 1987 Soul Train Music Awards.
According to DMC, although Russell Simmons and Rick Rubin got production credit, it was more of a team effort. Rick was all music and instruments, Jay was music and DJing, and Run and DMC did the lyrics.
Raising Hell is considered by Public Enemy's Chuck D to be the greatest hip-hop album of all time, and the reason he chose to sign with Def Jam Records. Along with playing Raising Hell in its entirety, we'll also be sharing our thoughts all about the album and Run-DMC, the iconic, legendary hip-hop crew.
Kicking off our presentation is a track that sampled the song Take Me to the Mardi Gras by jazz great Bob James. This is Peter Piper.
Now Peter
Piper
pick peppers,
but run rock,
rhyme,
Humpty
Dumpty
fell
down.
That's his heart.
Time,
Jackie,
nimble,
what?
Nimble,
and he was
quick,
but jam,
mass
mud,
faster,
Jacks
or Jays.
My little Bo B Cole lost her cheek, and Rip Van Winkle fell a hell asleep. And out of tune, somewhere in Wonderland, Jack serving Jill bucket in his hand. And damn, at the stage, making out that sound, the turntables might wobble, but they don't fall down.
I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right,
on top.
It's tricky.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky.
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 I'm
girly. Her hair was kinda curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early.
These girls are really sleazy. All they just say is please me. Or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time, it's tricky.
How is it, B?
It's tricky,
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 tricky.
It's tricky to rock around.
On the movie screen, Hollywood knows we're good if you know what I mean. I won't turn my beat up on a beat. I'm back.
Yeah, yeah, classic material right there. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WKUF's 35th anniversary presentation of Run DMC's Raising Hell, which was released on May 15th, 1986. We just heard My Adidas, which was the first single from the album. Before that, we heard It's Tricky, the fourth and last single from the album.
Oh, man, you remember My Adidas. That was the anthem, bro.
That's the classic. Man. Made everybody want to go out and get Adidas gear.
Yeah, all them different colors, all that. You know, putting the fat tongues out. Yeah. What did you like? I like shell toes, but forearms were my joints with the straps.
I had the same ones, just the forearms with the straps.
Oh yeah, those was hard.
Mine was all white.
Nice. Ooh, kind of like Air Force Ones. Be going crazy.
Yep.
What about you?
I always went with the black and white shell toes. That was my classic one right there.
Still selling them stuff today, right now. Yeah,
still rocking Adidas after all these years.
Here's some trivia for you. It led to the first endorsement deal between a musical act and an athletic company after the band's co-manager invited an Adidas executive to the band's concert at Madison Square Garden on July 19, 1986, where the band instructed the audience to hold up their Adidas apparel during the song. Yeah. You know they went nuts. Yeah. I'd have went nuts.
Can you imagine Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, all the damn kicks in the air.
Yeah.
Yo, hopefully the mugs was clean, because...
And Kanye West, eat your heart out, Run DMC, they had the original sneaker.
Oh, you know, yeah.
The original endorsement. If it wasn't for them paving the way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He wouldn't even be doing this.
Not to mention, the shoes look way doper. Them Kanye joints is mad garbage.
Oh, man, they are lame.
Yo, we're going to get back to the program. If you just joined us, we're still listening to the 35th anniversary presentation of Run DMC's landmark album, Raising Hell. And we're getting right back to the program with the next track.
Yeah.
And a Your neck. This is the world around the rapper ready to have fun. You'll reason with the record, cause made by Run. It's death mouse, a rat, a fly,
he won't die,
and a little gnat.
My name is DJ
Ryan,
and he's Daryl Mack.
Run DMC,
right,
and exact perfection.
I won't stop. It takes hard work to be like this.
You should know,
cause I'm a perfectionist.
Perfection. Perfection.
Just tuning in, you're listening to WKUF's 35th anniversary presentation of Run DMC's Raising Hell,
word,
which came out on May 15th, 1986. We just heard Perfection before that, Is It Live? And we started the set with Walk This Way.
Mm.
At block parties back in the day, Run DMC just freestyled over the first few seconds of the song on a loop, not knowing what the full song sounded like or even hearing the lyrics. They're planning on sampling and making their own song and having the riff come in and out. As Run DMC came up with a loop for the record in the studio, co-producer Rick Rubin walked in and suggested they remake the song entirely. Neither Run or DMC liked the idea. Jam Master Jay was open for it. They didn't want the record to be released as a single, even after recording with Tyler and Perry of the original Aerosmith band. When Run DMC first saw Tyler and Perry, they thought they were the Rolling Stones. Run DMC was shocked when it was played on both urban and rock stations. And I mean, that song right there just really opened the door for, you know, the collaborations of genres with rap and rock coming
exactly,
together.
Exactly.
That is the first song that I recall that made such an impact to both, you know, rock crowds and hip-hop crowds. It was just really amazing, man, the energy in that song.
Yo, I agree with you, Gaza. I remember other joints being birthed or coming after that.
Yes.
First, I guess if you want to call it, it was like a template song that started a movement of more people doing rap rock stuff.
True.
And it was different, and it was novel, but it was also kind of a little bit gimmicky and trendy that they was following.
A little bit.
But some of them that they did that I liked was Houdini followed on their album Open Sesame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rest in Peace, Ecstasy.
Oh, nice.
Rock You again and again.
Yeah.
Again and again and again. That was the first song off Open Sesame.
Right.
And I liked that. They also used breaks in the middle of it along with the rock and the heavy guitar.
Right.
Another one that I liked a whole lot was off of Lethal album, and that was UTFO, rest in peace, educated rapper EMD.
No doubt.
But they worked with Anthrax on that one. Mm-hmm. And that one was probably my favorite rock-rap marriage because it was still so gutter, still so hood.
Yeah.
Kind of a contrast from Walk This Way.
Right.
But you got to also think about it, that Walk This Way was already a song from Aerosmith in the first place.
That's right.
So that kind of, yeah, basically it was just a reboot, kind of like a Superman movie or
right,
Spider-Man movie, bringing the old fans back to nostalgia and earning new fans. So yeah, that was kind of dope.
And Run DMC kind of brought them back, and they had a real big, illustrious career post Walk This Way. And I think Run DMC was a big, you know, a big part of that.
That's right. The thing about hip hop, man, is it's the one genre that definitely does throwbacks, bringbacks, and
yes,
all that, you know.
Can rejuvenate those old artists.
Right, exactly. Especially with the computer age right now.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Yep. And then another joint that I think of, too. Slam. Well, didn't Slam do a Onyx did a remix of the song Slam.
Yeah, yeah, with Biohazard.
With Biohazard, that's who it was, okay.
Yeah, that was
and
a good
track. Public Enemy, they did a remix of Bring the Noise
with Anthrax.
With
yep,
Anthrax as well.
Yeah.
And those all were kind of dope because those were remixes and they generated even more hype for songs that already
right,
were major.
That's what true, about KRS-One?
What, which one?
Back to Black?
Yeah.
But you know what? Real artists, though, they embrace other genres, man.
Yeah.
You're kind of close. A real, you can't just say that I'm a MC rapper, hip hop only, or I'm a DJ hip-hop only, because you're selling yourself short and you're cutting yourself off from different ways of hearing music and contributing to music, in my opinion. So I don't know. But besides Walk This Way, we also heard Is It Live at Perfection. Twan, what you thinking about Is It Live?
Now, Is It Live, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Go-Go. It's huge in D.C. area.
So you.
Yep. So that's why D.C. took this song real serious. Because it had the Go-Go style beat.
It did, didn't it? That's that percussion that we hear in the beginning of the video. What was it? It's Tricky.
It's Tricky, yeah.
Because when the guy's playing Three Card Molly in the video, but which is like the intro, you hear Is It Live in the background. That's one track that I really didn't play too much,
right?
But I'm learning it now, because sometimes that happens in music.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember it having that different percussion, and that does sound a lot like Go-Go. And Go-Go is some hot stuff in it, and it's a genre that's been around for mad years.
And it's still strong today.
Yeah.
Still strong.
Chucky Brown and the Soul Searchers, Bustin' Loose.
Right.
One of the pioneers.
Chucky Brown.
Word.
Man.
Perfection was also the last track that we heard before we came back into this discussion. And Perfection was my joint, man. I got a dog, a cat, a mouse, a rat, a fly, he won't die, and a little gnat. Man, I used to walk around the halls, even at work I'd be saying that, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just lines like that, man, of their cohesiveness, being able to trade off and doing it nonchalantly, like it's just a natural, it ain't no thing. That's MCing, that's hip-hop, and you can't, you know, hip-hop is more than what a YouTube commercial before the YouTube does.
Right.
It's much more than that. It's much more than a TikTok 2 second thing.
Right.
Hip-hop is, and it's not just you dressing in Adidas, it's all part of that too, but it's also the feeling that you have when you never forget a lyric, no matter how complex or simple, but it stays in your mind, and then you start, next thing you know, you're saying the whole 22, 16 bar rap verse or whatever.
Right, right. Or even in school, you know, you're hitting the desk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the, you know.
And rhyming over it. And then if a cat was dope, he could hit it and then rhyme at the same time.
Right.
Which is like what drummers like Phil Collins would do when he sings.
Mm.
This is the 35th anniversary of Run DMC's Raising Hell album.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating it. We're playing the songs and we're reminiscing and taking it back to our days of our youth, because this joint came in during golden age of hip hop, and it's very memorable, and it's near and dear to each of us here.
Yes.
So that's why we're up here and here embellishing upon it.
Word.
Right.
Time to go to the next joint. You're listening to WKUFLP Flint, 94.3 FM.
Born to rock around the clock. You can't say I'm not. And in case you forgot, I'm the king. All right. Run.
rock, hit it, run.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Once again, party people, peace. How y'all doing? This is WKUFLP Flint 94.3 FM. As you're joining me, Gaza, and DJ Thunder, my dog, I'm in one of those scissor hands. 35th anniversary presentation of Run DMC's iconic album, Raised in Hell, in full effect as we keep chugging away. Well, we ain't chugging away, because if we was, I'd be feeling a lot better. But we keep plugging away, and you just heard Hit It Run and Raised in Hell. Hit It Run, man.
Wow, what can DMC finally stepping up and right. just controlling the song.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Beautiful. A grand slam of lyrics and authority, man.
Yes.
I like them both because they're both a yin and yang to each other style.
True.
Run was like a machine gun flow.
Yeah.
With kind of more simpler lyrics, it seemed like. But when DMC jumped on, he was like, you could feel him pointing his finger in your face and telling you how it was going to be.
Yes.
And I love that delivery. And
me too, man.
You remember that movie? Well, it was Tougher Than Leather,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't one of the best movies, but
not the greatest.
It was he was punching a lot of right. people in that
right.
movie.
Right.
They were hard. They came off very hard in that movie. It's true.
Very much so. But Hit It Run was so hard. One of my favorite tracks. You know, you guys got to understand that we grew up in the era that this album came out, and it was like groundbreaking, new and exciting, and it was so street, man, and it was being played at recess, and it was being imitated in school hallways, mm-hmm. at lunchtime, on the field trip, bus drive, you name it. And man, that's why this album is so memorable, and Hit It Run was just action-packed with energy, and they just took it by storm, and you got Jam Master Jay going
killing
ballistic
it.
Yes.
on the dang breaks.
Cuts is just so clean and precise on time.
It's true, man.
And as you said, Twine, they was having fun.
Yeah.
The energy of that track, though, this DMC, I mean, he really sounds like a superhero on that track. You know what I mean? Like, I always was really impressed by the energy that Run DMC brought to these songs, where they were just two guys on microphones with a turntable, and they were louder and hyper than the biggest band. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right,
you
right.
could feel that coming through the speakers with their music, man. Just the energy.
It was a takeover, man.
It was a takeover.
Yeah, and with Jam Master Jay being the maestro of it all,
yep.
it was undeniable, man, how dope these guys were. They set a precedent of, yo, good luck to the next man that comes in after us.
Right.
You know, how you gonna match up to that?
Right.
Now, did you guys ever get a chance to see Run DMC live?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
Yeah, me too. I seen him, I think, in Detroit. And, man, I could have swore I seen him in Flint, in downtown Flint, I think, when they performed, I think, at the Capitol?
At the Copa.
Was it the Copa? Okay.
I was at the Copa when
you know what? I was outside. Do you remember back in the days when Saginaw Street was the strip?
Yeah.
And you could never drive down there in enough time. So don't be in a hurry. And Muggs wearing troop suits and just being outside frosting, bro.
Right. I saw him at Pine Knob.
At Pine Knob, nice. Yeah. What year did you see him?
That was 86.
Ooh, wow. 86. Right. Was the Raising Hell tour?
My mother. No, I think it was Together Forever tour.
Okay, nice.
Yep.
Well, so you saw them, Beasties.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yep.
I think the Raising Hell tour had like forever. Jazzy Jeff,
dope.
Fresh Prince, and
okay,
all that.
Okay, I remember when they toured with them.
Oh, man, that was the tour right there.
Dope.
I wish I could have made that one.
It was the Together Forever tour?
No. The Raising Hell tour had all, you know, all the
Okay. That's all like the heavy a Fresh Festival that. Type deal.
Yeah.
It was like that, too, for sure.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Yep, and then I saw him in 1993 at the Copa, downtown Flint. I was just a teenager. Wasn't even supposed to get in. I think it was like 21 and up.
Yeah.
I was like 16, 17 years old. My old Juggernaut crew, they were going at night. They were a few years older than me. They snuck me in, and it was just an amazing show, man. Changed my life, seeing it in that small, intimate bar, just seeing Run DMC kill that stage and fill up that small room with just this unstoppable energy, man. It was amazing. And we even got to party with their, I think it was their friend or their bodyguard, Ronnie Ray.
Okay,
We actually got to party with him in the crowd and stuff, man. It was pretty cool.
That's what's up.
I'll never forget that.
Ronnie Ray and DJ Hurricane, those was two different mugs, right?
Yeah, they were two different cats. But they were both in the Hollis,
Hollis crew. Yeah, didn't Hurricane die?
No,
Hurricane's still around.
He's still alive.
Was it Ronnie Ray that died?
Yes. Ronnie Ray died a couple years ago. Rest in peace.
Okay, but what about the other joint with this?
Raising Hell. The title track.
Yep.
That track is real dope, too. It's another one similar to Walk This Way, where they're mixing rap and rock together, but different than Walk This Way, which was kind of more of a commercial appeal.
Mm-hmm.
This track is a little more hardcore,
you
know, slower track, just real, real hardcore vibe to it.
And we were saying that we think that there was real drums on it, too,
Rick Rubin definitely was known for, collaborating with Slayer and, like, a bunch of other rock bands. because, you know, he was kind of a master of every genre, producing people, you know, from hip hop acts like LL and Tila Rock and
right.
to over to Slayer and right. later on did, you know, Johnny Cash and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wow.
So that guy definitely has always known his stuff.
Multi-legendary.
Rick Rubin was that guy, man.
Yeah, he was. They right. say he don't have any formal music training either. They say wow. that he'll sit in the studio and just kind of listen and tell them what sounds good to him.
So Run's brother,
yep.
Russell Rush, he was more of the financial brains kind of, or the promotional guy, wasn't he?
Yes.
Whereas Ruben was more of the actual talent.
Yep. That's definitely how they portrayed it in Crush Groove, which was pretty much a biopic, right?
Right.
Yeah. Blair Underwood playing Russell mm-hmm. Simmons, and it definitely seemed that way. He was more of the finances, business guy, getting things done. Rick Rubin was more the lab rat, finding the talent, making the beats. And,
right.
You know.
Man, I love Crush Groove.
Man. Oh,
Crush Groove was
one
great.
One of the best movies, hip-hop movies ever made.
Yeah, yeah.
Love the Fat Boys, too. Love that scene yeah. where they was rapping in the stairwell.
Yes.
Dog. Right. I about cry. When that comes on, you ever have a song, man, in hip-hop or any song at all that almost, like, makes you cry?
Right.
Because it's so great and it right. just yeah. brings back a feeling?
Right.
Getting mushy here. But anyway, what's up, y'all? We're getting back to the program here.
Yo, Jay. Wait. What? Wait. Day when I was chilling in Kentucky Fried Chicken. Just minding my business, eating food and finger licking. This dude walked in, looking strange and kind of funny. Went up to the front with a menu and his money. He didn't walk straight, kind of side to side. He asked this old lady,
yo, yo, is this Kentucky Fried?
The lady said, yeah, smiling. He smiled back. He gave a quarter and his order.
Small fry.
Big Mac!
You be illin'. Yo, illin'. What you tell that kid? You be illin'. Illin'. You be illin'. Illin'. You be illin'.
You finally wake up. Doc's gone to town. Round his back, through the hoop. Then you scream,
touchdown!
You be illin', illin'. You be illin', illin'. You be illin', illin'.
Don't you tell that kid?
You be illin'. The other day around the way, I seen you illin' at a party.
Drunk as a skunk, you illin' punk.
seen your Jock and JC, cause they got a Mercedes, and you know about his ladies and all his babies. You just wanna ride and get inside and run around town like Bonnie and Clyde. But see the moves you're making, the route you're taking will lead to heartbreaking, and I'm not mistaken. You like his money, you'll be his honey. It's the truth,
don't excuse your great big dummy, dumb girl.
All the things that you do, I know you want a man, but you should understand that JC ain't D, shouldn't be his fan. You're not just fine, you're out of your mind, and I wrote this rhyme just for your kind. Don't be misled, remember what I said, the rhymes are rock, but surely not some shit in your head. Dumb girl.
You should slow because you're going too fast. And I can tell that you're dumb when you're walking the place, walking around with your thumb cold stuck in your face. Always sinning, never winning, cause you're last in the race. You get high until a lion think that makes you the A's.
Dumb girl.
Alright, welcome back to the 35th anniversary presentation of Run DMC's album, Raising Hell. Getting back to the program here, I'm with my homeboys Gaza and DJ Thunder. I'm Eddie Blades. We just heard You Be Illin' and Dumb Girl. And on the trivia tip, it was remade, talking about You Be Illin', by the old-time string band, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and included as a bonus track on their 2012 album, Leaving Eden. Okay. Now, bust it. I never heard of this before.
I've never heard of it.
You know what? I listened to it.
The trivia.
I did too.
Oh, I listened to it. Yeah.
Any good?
And it's funny.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
I thought it was ghastly. I listened to it too. You went to the YouTube?
Yeah.
It was different, but man, I don't know. I guess I just wasn't used to it, and it was just indescribable. But in the same vein, you kind of appreciate that a song has gotten that large to the point right. where they attempt to cover.
Right.
But you know what? I'm going to put that in the mix.
Oh.
I dare you.
that
you would make. You might make it dope. You might make it dope. All right, you heard it from DJ Thunder. He's going to do it on the Thunderstorm Mix Show, which does air on WKUFLP Flint. More to come on that. Ain't that right? I just put you on blast.
Word up.
Thunder.
Word up.
You're going to do it next.
Word up.
Man. Yeah, we just lamping over here at Gaza Studios, cold cooling out, and we're coming to the end of the program, and we got the last couple of joints that we're going to play. And once again, you're listening to the WKUF's 35th anniversary presentation of Run DMC's album, Raising Hell. If you want to hear it on the website, select Album Spotlight from the on-demand menu at WKUF.fm. Raising Hell has received many honors over the years. These include being on the Source Magazine's 1998 list of 100 Best Rap Albums, Time Magazine's 2006 list of Top 100 Albums of All Time. If you want time, you're really making it happen.
Nice.
And Spin Magazine, lastly, 2015 list of the 300 Best Albums of the Past 30 Years, from 1985 all the way to 2014. So, any last words about this iconic album that raised us, guys?
If you haven't heard it in its entirety, put on some headphones and vibe out to this classic album. And imagine back in the 80s when hip-hop was just a baby still. And there was so much energy and potential. It was just, you know, it was a beautiful day back then. And it really inspired me to become part of this culture, to start rapping myself. If it wasn't for groups like Run-DMC, I mean, I wouldn't be doing music. And that's the honest truth, you know. And Run-DMC also inspired other groups that are, you know, a big inspiration to me, like the Beastie Boys. And, you know, all those cats in that era, you know, that just paved the way. LL Cool J, the Fat Boys, you know, watch Crush Groove. You'll see all those legends, you know, and kind of you get a feeling for what they came from. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Thunder, what you say, bro?
Man, this album, iconic. Grew up, listened to it.
Yeah.
I can remember when this album first came out, I ran to Nick's Records and Tapes.
Ooh.
Pasadena. To go get this album. They're out of it. So, I seen they had the Peter Piper 45. So, I bought that.
Is that what started the craze,
yeah, though? Well, no. That's not what started the 45 craze for me, but...
Okay.
That was my first 45 I ever bought.
Oh, so then away it was the start. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was disappointed because I wanted that album, man.
But you were still young then.
Yeah.
You were thinking that, well, I'm going to... Like now, as collectors, because that's what we are, collectors.
Right.
We're going to get it on every format possible, and we'll be okay with it.
Yeah. Right.
Man, that's money well spent, in my opinion.
Yes. Yeah, man. But, you know, when I hear this album, I just... Jam Master Jay just hits me every time, man.
Yeah.
You know? Rest of power.
With us being DJs, it just... Man, his cuts were so clean and on time. And,
yes.
Man...
Yeah, he set the standard, and he inspired us. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We're closing things out here with the last two tracks on the album, which is "Son of Byford," followed by "Proud to Be Black." That song is hard. That's one of the songs about upliftment of the black race and the culture. And that song is dope. And it also blew my mind because I was a kid. And one of the very first times I heard cursing on a rap song, which you won't hear on here. But when I did hear it, I'm like, oh, he said that. You know,
right.
That's what gave emphasis and led to what we got going on now.
It was shocking in those days to hear the rapper swear.
Yeah.
Swear,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Fellas, I had a good time. I'm glad we got together and did this.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely have to do it again, man.
Yeah, big time.
We got more work
big
to
time
do.
Fun.
Word. Thanks, and we appreciate WKUF for giving us the opportunity during this pandemic to bless you guys and get us back on the air until we come back on the air, which we will be soon. And that will be the Gaza Strip, the Thunderstorm Mix Show, and my show, Bring the Noise Radio. That's Gaza, DJ Thunder, me, and Wadlow Scissorhands. We'll be back to y'all very soon. In the meantime, we're celebrating again, once again, the WKUF 35th anniversary presentation of Run-DMC's iconic album, Raised in Hell, with the last two tracks, Son of Byford, Proud to Be Black. We'll holla at y'all. Easy.
Peace.
Peace.
Hey, yo, J, check this out. I was born son of Byford, brother of Al. Ben is my mama and runs my pal. It's McDaniels, not McDonald's. These rhymes are Darryl's. Those burgers are
Ronald's.
I ran down my family tree. My mother, my father, my brother, and D. That tip now, huh?
You know I'm proud to be black, y'all. And that's a fact, y'all. And if the trash tip was mine, I'd take it back, y'all. It's like that. Licky, 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 licky. All that people hear's a serious song. It's right, not wrong. I should say right on. I gotta tell you something that you all should know. It's not a mystery, it's history, and here's how it goes. Now Harriet Tubman was born a slave. She was a tiny black woman. She was raised, she was living to be given. There's a lot that she gave, she's not a slave. In this day and age, I'm proud to be black. God damn,
I'm tired, my man.
world, so listen up, it's brief. Like Malcolm X said, I won't turn a right cheek. Got the strength to go to length. If you wanna start beef, start beef. You know I'm proud to be black, y'all, and real brave, y'all. And I could never be a slave, y'all. So take that. People judging other people by the color of skin. I'll take this matter in my own way, man. I ain't no slave, I ain't feeling no hate. We're in a tight position in any condition. Don't get in my way, cause I'm full of ambition. I'm proud to be black.
And I ain't taking no crap.
I'm fresh out the pack.
And I'm proud to be black.
So take that.